Well, in China, police have asked prosecutors to press charges against five women's rights activists who were arrested last month for organizing protests against sexual harassment. Fellow women's rights activists in China were shocked at the arrests. NPR's Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn joins us to talk more about this. And Anthony, tell us first about these activists.
Okay, these are five young women aged 25 to 33. And they were arrested on March 6th in different parts of China and all brought up to Beijing, where they're now in jail. And these activists were active on a range of gender issues, ranging from public health to gay and lesbian rights. They staged a very interesting sort of guerrilla protest, which is part protest, part sort of, you know, performance art. They would dress up as bloody brides wearing wedding gowns and smeared in fake blood to demonstrate against domestic violence. They would go and occupy men's toilets to argue that women need more toilets. And some of them also were involved in drama, for example, putting on performances of the play The Vagina Monologues. So they were essentially working outside the system, outside the establishment.
And they are currently, as you say, in jail, but so far no charges against them.
That's right. They were originally arrested on suspicion of a very vague charge called picking troubles and provoking quarrels. That could be just about anything. Now, under Chinese law, police can detain people for up to a month while they decide whether to formally arrest and press charges. Now, the police have decided to press charges, and prosecutors now have until Monday to decide whether to approve the police's formal arrest of these people. Now the charge is of gathering people to disturb public order.
And this has caused a lot of anger, not just in China, but around the world. We've heard from some very high-profile people who want these activists released.
That's right, Jeremy. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton is one who says that their arrest is inexcusable. The U.S.'s ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Powers, has also spoken out on their behalf. In China, other activists have staged sort of more guerrilla demonstrations. Some of them have gone in public wearing masks with the faces of these detained activists. Internationally, a lot of people have been active on Twitter under this hashtag, Free the Five. Many people have signed petitions. But I think we should also say that in China, there's something of a climate of fear as well. A lot of NGOs that are active in the women's rights movement have stopped their work. College lectures, other gender issue-related activities around the country have been canceled. And initially, there were some students and teachers at universities in southern China who signed petitions in support of the activists, but a lot of them have been called in for questioning by police, and that has sent quite a chill over this community.
And with these arrests, is the Chinese government targeting feminism or just street protest demonstrations?
Well, it's sort of hard to tell because China's government hasn't really explained its actions other than to say this is our own business and foreign governments should not meddle in it. Now, a lot of people would say that the government is only concerned about political stability. They are just targeting the protests. They're still in favor of women's rights. But one activist I spoke to today put it this way. It says to her it sends a message that officials in the government can advocate for gender equality, but citizens are not welcome to join the effort. And the thing is this, you know, previously women's rights were seen as an issue that was not so politically sensitive. If you were an NGO, if you were a journalist, if you were an activist, you felt like you could do something. There was room for you to maneuver because the government supported your cause. And this was true of other areas such as the environment and the rule of law. There was space to maneuver, as opposed to something like, you know, just pure human rights or labor rights. Those were seen as very risky. Now people are actually wondering, is feminism politically just too hot to handle?
Well, and this is something that goes all the way back to the days of Chairman Mao and the Communist Revolution, that gender equality was a very important symbol of that. How likely is it, Anthony, that the five activists will be jailed once these 30 days are up?
Well, the government has a difficult case to make that these people actually did disturb public order. I've spoken to their lawyers who intend to fight it. There are several things that are working in the favor of the activists. One is the timing of things. This is the 20th anniversary of the United Nations Fourth World Conference on Women, which was held in Beijing in 1995 and attended by then First Lady Hillary Clinton. Now, there are plans to commemorate that meeting, which brought up the famous phrase, you know, women's rights are human rights. And commemorations could be marred by, you know, foreign concern about the activists. An even bigger issue will come later this fall when China's president Xi Jinping is due in Washington for a state visit. And I don't think China would like to have this issue intrude on that.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn joining us from Beijing. Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Nice to join you.